going to go back to Parsha Shavuos. Ayoyimer Moshe al Elikim. Moshe says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hinei Anochi Bal Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to come to the Bnei Yisrael, v'amarti lahem, and I'm going to say to them, Elikei Avoseichem Shlachani Aleichem. The God of your forefathers sent you to me. Sent me to you. V'omru li, and they're going to say to me, Mashmoy, what's his name? What am I going to say to them? What am I going to tell them? You should say that my name is Eke Asher Eke. So the Ribbono Shel Olam refers to himself as Eke Asher Eke. This is the name that he wants Klal Yisrael to know him by. What's the Poshta translation of the name of Eke Asher Eke? It says Rashi. Eke Asher Eke. Eye Imam Mitzor Azois says Eke, which means I will be with them in this Tzorah. Asher Eke Imam B'Shibut Shah Malchis. I'll be with them when the Mishtabat in other Goliyos, says Rabbi Shalom, I'll also be with them. That's the translation of Eke Asher Eke. Now, the Gemara says in Shavuos Taf Lamtei on base that Zion Shemois Yesh Tei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's seven names which are Shemois Sheinam Nuchakim, which are also to be moichik them. It's Kael, Elikim, Tzvokos, Shakai, Vechula. And the last one over there, which the Gemara says, is the shame of Eke Asher Eke. Eke Asher Eke is a shame kodesh, which there's Issa to be moichik it. You're not allowed to rub it out. It's unlike the Shem of Rachum, Chanun, Gibor, Noira. Those are called Kinuim. Those aren't called Shemois. Shemois are only Kael, Elikim, Tzvokos, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Eke Asher Eke is a Shem She'inu Nimchak. So, and this is the only place in the whole Tanakh, as far as I know, that the Ribbono Shel Olam refers to himself by this name, and Bechlal, this Shem is only Mufia once in the whole Tanakh. Now, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam choose to be addressed to present himself to Klal Yisrael with this name, Eke Asher Eke? So we'll soon go back to Rashi, but there's a very interesting zach from one of the Polish Goyim, Sefer Kesef Nivcha. He says as he says that Rabbeinu Bachya brings from the Rabbeinu Chananu that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh and a kvad loshen. He says the kvad peh means he couldn't say the oisius, which one needs the peh, which one needs the shinayim. He says one needs the shinayim. What oisius are those? He said Zayin, Shin, Reish, Samuch, and Tzadik, he couldn't say. The Oisius appeared. And he was a Kvad Loshin. So the Oisius, which one says with the Loshin, like Dalet, Tes, Lamed, Nun, and Tov, Zogdeh, he couldn't say. Zogdeh, if you go through all the Shemus, you'll see that all those Shemus include Kale, has a Lamed in. Moshe Rabbeinu can't say a Lamed. Elohim has a Lamed in. Shakai has a Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu can't say a Dalet. Adnus, Yudke Vavke, has a Dalet in. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kvad Lashon, he's a Kvad Peh. The only Shem which he can say is the Shem which only has the Oisis HaGorim, which one doesn't say with the mouth or with the tongue, one says it only from the Gorim. Eke is all from the Gorim. So this is the only Shem which Moshe Rabbeinu can say. As I state and say for Kesef Nivcha. But Rashi seems to say something else. Rashi explains to us, you know why the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to present himself in this name? Because this is the shame. What is the essence of the shame? What does it mean that Ribbono Shel Olam refers to himself by a certain name? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner is Ma'arich, and he says the pshat in the shame is the anhogas which the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to megale himself in the world with. The Medrash says, when Akshbaruch Hu says Din Imar Hashoyim, he calls himself Elohim. When Akshmorchu is Oyser Rachamim, he calls himself Yudke Vavke. When Akshmorchu does Chesed, he's called Kel, Aleph Lamed. The Shemus refer to this and Hoggis, which the way the Ribbono Shel Olam is manning himself in the Bria, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam shows himself and is Megala himself to us, that's the essence of Hashem. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Ribbono Shel Olam, "Omruli Mashemoy, Mo'im Aleh," what was he asking the Ribbono Shel Olam? He was asking the Rebbe to explain to him with which halhaga, with which midah is the Ribbono Shel Olam going to take us out of Mitzrayim? Or if not, the Ribbono Shel Olam said to him, Murdi Gazach, Vayoyim Elikim Al Moshe, Eke Asher Eke. You know what midah you're going to come out of Mitzrayim with? Eye Imam Mitzora Zoyz. Because I'm with you and I'm feeling with you this Tzora, and the Ramban adds on that it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Imo Yonoichi Bitzora, I'm feeling with you in the Torah. From this Hanhaga, the good is going to come about. The Bereshit feels with us in the Torah, Ki Yodati Es Machoivav, Va'irid Lat Siloim in Mitzrayim. Because the Bereshit feels with us in the Torah, Eke, I'm with you in the Torah, Mitoich, this Midah, there's going to be a Geula. Now, the Brisker of Kler the Shaila. The Pasuk, the Ribbono Shel Olam refers to himself as Eke Asher Eke. And we just said over the Gemara of Shavuos that says that Eke Asher Eke is a Shem Kodesh, which is also to be Moichikit. Unlike Rachum and Chanon, it's like Yudke, Vovke, and Kedan and Akim. Now, the Shaila is, what is the Shem? Is the Shem Eke? And when the Ribbono Shel Olam repeats Asher Eke, he's repeating the Shem again. Or is the Shem Eke Asher Eke? Is that the whole shame? Eke Asher Eke, that's the shame. So the Rizkirov brought a raya from the Targum. Because the Targum is always metargum, the word Asher, in Kol HaTorah Kula, he's always metargum it, D. Asher Tishma Mitzvaysai, the Targum says D. Over here, the Targum is not metargum the word Asher. V'ama Asher Lemoyshe, Eke Asher Eke, the Targum says. He's not metargum the word Asher. So the Brisker of brought right from here that the Asher is also part of the Shem. Rabbi Yisrael makes a huge nafkumina lehalacha. First of all, when one writes Eke Asher Eke, when a sefer writes Eke Asher Eke, one has to write it b'kedushas Hashem, the Shem kedushas Hashem. One has to write the word Asher also with the Shem kedushas Hashem. And number two, one is not allowed to be moichik even one of from the Shem. So if someone is going to be moichik the word Aleph from Asher, he'll get malchus. Because this is part of the Shem Kodesh. That's what the Biskarav was Mechiach from the Targum. However, the Das Kenim says Mufurish not that way. The Das Kenim says that he says the Pshat in the Pasuk is like this: Vayim Elikim Moshe Eke. I am called Eke. Do you know why I'm called Eke? Asher Eke. Eke means I'm always here. My Havaya, I'm Hoya Hoya Biyi. I'm always over here. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is explaining himself. Asher Eke. That's why I'm called Eke, because I'm always going to be here. And then he carries on and he says, Vayoyme, Koy Soyim Alev Nei Yisrael, Eke Shlochani Aleichem. Says the Das Kedim, don't make it tolerous and think that my name is Eke, Asher Eke. No, my name is Eke. And Asher Eke is the Pirush of Eke. And therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Klal Yisrael, Eke Shlochani Aleichem. My name is not Eke Asher Eke, my name is Eke. So that's how the Das Kedim says Mufurish, not like what the Rizkor wants to be Medayak in the Targum. So we have Machlokes over here. The Targum says that the Shem is Eke Asher Eke. And like the Rizkor was Mechiach, because the Targum is not Metargum the word Asher, he doesn't say D. He says Eke Asher Eke. However, the Das Kedim says Mufurish, that the Shem is Eke, Eke is the whole Shem.
Wouldn't Brit Gerov, the Eke is only, it's not shameless then.
The Eke on its own.
That wouldn't be shameless. Because it's not full of shame.
The second one is the Shem Bifnei Atzmo without the Asher Eke.
No, the Eke Asher Eke, the second time Eke on that the second Eke, according to Brit Gerov, is not Shem.
No, Brit Gerov says the Shem is Eke Asher Eke. The Taskin. Taskin who says it's a pirush of Eke, yeah, you're talking like now that it's Takino Hashem, the second Asher Eke, yeah? So, we have in Chesanta Machlekes, in another Nakud over here as well. Rashi says that Eke Asher Eke means Eye Imam B'Tzara Zeis, I'll accompany you and I'll be with you with all the Tzaras. The Taskin says that a different translation, he says Eke means I will always be here, I'm Hoya Hoya here. That's how he translates the Shem of Eke. Now, there's only once where we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in Davening with the Shem of Eke Asher Eke. We say it three times a year. Once in Davening, which I'm aware of, where we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Shem of Eke Asher Eke. Chol maminim shudai on emes. Ehogui be'eke asher eke. We all believe that Rabbi Yishlenom is a dying emes. He's a true judge. He judges only the truth. Ehogui, the one who express his name, we say eke asher eke. Now, very, very interesting to Zach. There's two ways how to read the piyut of Chol maminim. It's like Reis Mavuche in the Choykrim, how to read V'chol Maminim. The way all the killers say it is V'chol Maminim Shukein Amuno, Aboichin Aboidekins in his stories, etc. We put the V'chol Maminim is the beginning of the Keta, and Aboichin Aboidek is the second Shlav. Now, there's L'choyre two Raya's that is Nishtazay. What's the Raya that is Nishtazay? Because the first Chelim, how does V'chol Maminim begin? Ha'oichin is B'yad Midas Mishpat, V'chol Maminim Shukein Amuno. So if we're going to say that it starts with V'chol Maminim, then Ha'ich is Biyad Midas Mishpat, which is also part of this piyut, is just sitting there on its own. Right? And the second raya, which is even better raya, is from the end. It says the last chelik of V'chol Maminim is V'chol Maminim Shumitamamim Tumimim. And it doesn't say anything else after that. Right? So if the Seidat form is that V'chol Maminim Shumitamamim, the V'chol Maminim is the first chelik, and then the next chelik is follows on from the V'chol Maminim, the Chayra, we're missing something at the end. V'chol Maminim should be Tamim Tumim. You know, all the Chazonim, they struggle with this one, because you've got to have a different Nusach for the V'chol Maminim should be Tamim Tumim, because it doesn't flow with the regular Nusach of V'chol Maminim. So if we think about this Machlekes, which we had, it's Rashi Midas Kenim, how to mefarish the Shem of Eke, the Chayra would come out that these two ways of how to read V'chol Maminim, one would fit with Rashi and one would fit with Das Kedem. Why? V'chol Maminim should die on Emes. The way we say it, V'chol Maminim should die on Emes. We all believe that when the Rebbe Yishlenom is a dying, it's all Emes, it's all truth. That means the Rebbe Yishlenom is acting with us midas hadin, and it's difficult and it's hard. But we say V'chol Maminim should die on Emes, and we understand that Hogui be'eke asher eke. That even though he's a dying emes, but still he's eka she'eka. He's eya imam b'tzoras zois. Like Rashi says, the Rebbeinu Shem is with us in all the tzoras, and therefore we find the strength to withstand this. Chol maminim should die on emes. Ha'hogui be'eka she'eka eya imam b'tzoras zois. That's the way Rashi would read it. However, according to Das Kenim, the Chayyim would read it the other way. Ha'hogui be'eka she'eka. V'chol maminim shehu hoya hoy ve'biyeh. That Kenim explains that Eke means that I will always be here and I'm hoya hoy ve'biyeh. Then Ibn Zayn al-Khari, the reading is v'chol ha'hogui be'eke she'eke. V'chol maminim shehu hoya hoy ve'biyeh. So we have this interesting machlokes between Rashi and Das Kenim. What's the essence of the Shem of Eke she'eke? Now the Ramban comes with a third pshat. The Ramban says the pshat in Eke Asher Eke is the way you act to your chava, I will act towards you. Eke, I will be Asher Eke, like you behave with your chava. Im ato nisin tztoko, im ato isa chesed, then I will do tztoko with you, and I will do chesed with you. As I touched up the Ramban pshat in Eke Asher Eke. Now, Rabbi, if we think about this a second, l'chayra, this is l'chayra, the Seyid HaMachloik is whether the Shem is Eke or Eke Asher Eke. So if you Rashi that the Shem is Eya Imam Mitzora Zois, says the Rebbeinu Shalom Eke, I'm with you in this Tzora, Asher Eke, and I'll be with you Mitzora Sachiris. Oyba say, what's the Shem? The Shem is Eke, I will be with you, Asher Eke, and I'll invite to be with you in other difficult situations. However, according to the Ramban, who says that the meaning of Eke Asher Eke is the way you Eke, I will be, Asher Eke, the way you will be, I will be nice and stalker to you. Asher Eke. If you're nice and stalker to your chava, I say, what's the Shem? The Shem is Eke, Asher Eke. Thus is the Shem. The Shem is the ganze Eke, Asher Eke. And the Asher is also part of the Shem. So the Chayyar does it, the Hezbollah, the Machlekes, whether we saw that Das Kingdom says that the Asher is not part of the Shem.
How does the Ramban understand the Aleph, the second Asher Eke?
That must be something else.
Where do you come in?
That's a good shayla. I don't know how he'll translate that shem. I don't know. This shem he says he brings from Chazal that it means the way you will be, I will act with you. So the Ibn Zayd, this Shem is the full Eker Asher Eker. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to come to the Eden, I'm going to tell them, Rabbi Yisai, we're going out of Mitzrayim. Elikei Avi Seichem Shlachani Aleichem. Va'omuli. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you going to say to me? Mashmoi, what's his name? Mo'im Aleichem. Now, that's a very strange thing to ask. The Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to take you out of Mitzrayim. What's the difference? Mashmoi, what's the difference what his name is? What's the difference? Mashmoi, someone comes, schleps you out of prison. You ask, oh, wait a second, before you take me out, what's your name? What's the difference what his name is? He's Elikei Avi Seichem Shlachani Aleichem. So, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit and the Beit Halevi are masbir like this. They say, like we explained before, that Hashem is Moira on a certain Hanhaga. It tells us about a certain, the way the Rebbe Shalom is acting towards the Bria, that's the essence of Hashem. He said, the Rebbe Yonis says like this. He says, the Yidden knew that the way they are now, B'shvala Madriga, very, very low. In they were halalu if they avoid the zara, they if they avoid the zara, and they kumat didn't have any shaykhs anymore to the ways of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, like the Rambam says. So they understood that in this matzav they're not roi for geula, like Rashi says meforish and parshas boy, that they bani erim the anu erim the erim in amitzvus. They taka weren't, they didn't have any mitzvahs, any zchus in that shehava geula, and therefore says Rabbi Innocent, the Yidden will ask Moshe Rabbeinu, you're telling us we're going out of Mitzrayim? How on earth can that be? How on earth can that be? What midas harachamim even can take us out of Mitzrayim? There's no anhoga which we are aware of with which we can come out of Mitzrayim. And on that, the Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, no. What should you say to them? Eke asher eke. He explains like this. We know that there's a Shem rachamim of Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei is a Shem which always moira on midas haracham. But that Shem of rachamim won't be enough to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Because the Yidden were so low, and they had sunken so low in the and they were zara, that even with the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei, with the Shem harachamim of Yudkei Vavkei, they won't be able to come out of Mitzrayim. There's only one anhoga which Klal Yisrael weren't aware of. Eke asher eke, eye imam b'tzara zois, imo yonoichi b'tzara. When it says the Rebbeinu Shem to Klal Yisrael, when you understand that not just the Rebbeinu Shem has rachamim on you when you're in a tzara, but he's imo yonoichi b'tzara. He feels your pain together with you. Anoichi eret imcha mitzrayimah, v'anoichi alfa gam aloi, I'm imo yonoichi b'tzara, mitoich this type of rachamim. This type of rachamim you'll be able to come out of Mitzrayim. One needed the midas harachamim which only Eker Asher Eker can provide. Only the anhog of Eker Asher Eker can provide in order to be able to come out of Mitzrayim. The Moshe Chochma brings from the Goyin in Safra the Tznusa that the Goyin says that Eker is Begematria 21. Chof Aleph. Gematria Chof Aleph. So there, Chof Aleph is there's Chof Aleph Shemus in the Tefillin Shal Yad. That's what the Moshe Chochma brings from the Goyin. So what's the relevance and what's the significance that Eke is Chof Aleph and it's connected to Shemus in Tefillin Shal Yad? So the Moshe Chochma explains like this, that the Gemara says in Brochus that the Ribbono Shel Olam wears Tefillin. What does it say in the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tefillin? What are the parashas which are written in the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tefillin? And it says, just like in our tefillin, it talks about the yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin, it says that his ava to Klal Yisrael. That's what it says in the tefillin. That's what it says in his tefillin. There's tefillin shal yad, and there's tefillin shal roish. Tefillin shal roish, the Gemara says, is v'ro kol amil aretz ki sheim Hashem nikra alecha. All the nations of the world will see Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yoru Mimeko. Tefillin Shel Roish is a matzav of Gilui. When it's clear that the Ribbono Shel Olam is fearing the world. Tefillin Shel Yad is L'chol Ha'ois V'lo L'achirim L'ois. We put them underneath our clothes, the Gemara says. We put them underneath the baguette. It's l'chol ois, it's for you as ois, for loy l'achayim ois. It means that the hog is more behest. That's what it refers to. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam has tefillin shel roish, that means his ava to Klal Yisrael is begolim. Everyone can see, Mika amcha Yisrael ge'echad ba'aretz, kimi goy godol asher lo elikim krevim me'lov, it's all begolim. However, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is only wearing tefillin shel yad, that means the kimi goy godol asher lo elikim krevim me'lov is the same. Then the sitcha elyon is the same. The ava is there. The ava is there, but it's behesta. It's all covered up. It's not begolim. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam's tefillin shel yad refers to. So the Meshech Chachma is da'a Gemara Chagiga. That the Gemara Chagiga says like this. There was a man who came to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, I think. And he said to him, this nation, who the Ribbono Shel Olam has turned his neck to, why are you still running after him? So says Rabbi Shua ben Levi to the man, to this Apikoros, Oid yodo in the tuya alim. His hand is still stretched out on us. Says Rashi, l'hogin alim. He still protects us. So the Meshech Chochma pshats like this. When the Ribbono Shel Olam turns his face from us, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is masked upon us, that means he takes the tefillin shel roish and he doesn't show it to us. He takes the tefillin shel roish, he takes the ava which he has to us, the kimi goy godol asher lo elikim krevim me'lov, and he's mastered it. He takes it and he's masked upon us. He turns his head from us. He's still wearing the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin al azroya are still there. The av is still there, but it's behestam. Ebazoi, doses the pshat in oid yodo in the tuya aleinu, that the tefillin shel azroya are still there, and the av is still there. It might be behestam, but it's still there and it still exists. Zok there, zok the Meshech Chochma, that's pshat in the goin. The goin says that erke is begematriach of aleph. It's the gematria of the shameless which there are in the tefillin shel yad. Klal Yisrael of Betzora, Klal Yisrael of Beshibud. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, you think that if you're Beshibud, there's a star as upon him, then Chas V'Shalom, the Ribbono Shel Olam is masked upon of, and it doesn't interest him what's going on. No. Erke, begematria chof aleph. There's chof aleph shameless in the tefillin shel yad. It's the ava of Kimi Goy Godel Asher Elikim Krevim Me'lov is still there, it still exists. You might not see it, it might not be Begolo, it might not be Baroish. Oh, but it's still there. As is the pshat. Parm Yofel says a gevaldig word. He says that Rashi tells us that when Yosef disappeared, Yaakov was Vayimoyim le'snachim, says the Pasuk. He couldn't get Tanchumim. Zorashi, why? Because in Odom, Gzeir al Achai shelo yishtakach. Achai cannot be forgotten. So he says, what's the Pshat? Why can Achai not be forgotten? So he says, Pshat Sazoi, Yosef knows that Yaakov Avinu is alive. And Yosef feels towards him a Meredika Avon. He misses him, he has longing for him, he has Gaguim for him. He feels an ava towards him. Now that's ma'ur by Yaakov Avinu, kamayim upon him, that's ma'ur back to Yaakov Avinu, a meridika ava towards Yosef. When someone dies, so he dies, the nishtoim developed. So Ibazoi, the ava which he has doesn't affect the people down here. But Yosef HaTzadik is alive, and he feels ava to Yaakov Avinu, so that's ma'ur by Yaakov Avinu, gvaldika ava, gvaldika gaguim. For Yosef HaTzadik, and Ibazoi Vayimoyim Le'snachim. So the poem Yofes, Tov the Melech says, Tzomo Nafshi Le'lekim. Our nefesh is Tzomo, is thirsty for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, do you know why? Le'keil Choy, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is alive. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is alive, and Avas Olam, Beis Yisrael Amcha Ahavto. The Ribbono Shel Olam feels a Meredika Ava to us. So that Ava, which the Ribbono Shel Olam has towards us, it creates by us meritical feelings of tzimoyim. The tzimoyim which we have to be miskarev to Ribbono Shel Olam, the thirst which we have to come closer, and the shteikus that we have, all starts from the lekel choy, because Ribbono Shel Olam is choy. He's alive and he feels to us the Abba, so we automatically respond to that. Right in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, and he says to him, "Ba'acha bo Moshe ve'Aaron ve'yimru al Paro, koyom Hashem elikei Yisrael, shalach etzami ve'yichoy guli ba'mid." The first time they go to Paro, and they say to him, "Paro, send the Yidden al Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom commands you, send the Yidden al Mitzrayim." Ba'yimru Paro, "Mi Hashem asher yeshma ba'koyloi? Who is this Rebbeinu Shalom we're talking about that I should listen to him? Shalach is Yisrael." The Yodati is Hashem, I don't know who he is. The Gamma is Yisrael, Lo Yashaleach. Quite a dramatic response. If Paro wants to say, "I don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not prepared," you don't have to get all heated up about it. Mi Hashem Asher Yeshma B'Kol Eloi, the Shalach is Yisrael, Lo Yodati is Hashem. Now, Rashi in Yeshaya says, Pshat in the Pasuk, V'Harashoyim Kiyom Nigrosh, says the Rishoyim are like the storming seas. Says Rashi, what does it mean the Rishon were like the storming seas? So Rashi means as the Rasha, the sea, when it's stormy, all the refesh, all the garbage, and all the rubbish, and all the schmutz, all rises to the surface. It's all at the surface. And all the that's where the rubbish collects itself. That's all arrives over there. He says the Rasha, all his schmutz and all his rubbish is all in his mouth. It all bubbles to the surface, all surfaces at his mouth. Now, l'chayr, it's a very interesting thing to say. L'chayr, the refesh, the tit, which Paro has, goes a lot deeper than his mouth. Right? L'chayr, it's not just on the surface. The refesh, the tit, is everywhere. L'chayr, it's deep in his heart as well. So the American Meisel, Ivanka Galinsky, he said as during the war years, after he was out, after he was sent out of Siberia, he was in Kazakhstan. For them part of communist Russia. He says that the teachers were had to be mechanech. They had to teach them. They had to teach the kids atheism. That was part of the official curriculum of what they had to teach. They had to teach atheism. So how did they do it? So they said like this: that they took the kids when they were very very young, age 5 and 6, and the kindergarten teacher used to say to the kids, "Kids, ask God to give you sweets. Ask God to give you sweets." And the kids would start saying, "Oh God, give us sweets, give us sweets, give us sweets." Nothing happened, nothing happened. "Said, carry on, see if he's there, see if he can do anything. God, give us sweets, give us sweets." Nothing happened. And then, after the kids got fed up, then the teacher would say to them, "Okay, kids, Mother Russia, Father Stalin, give us sweets, try that." So the kids go, "Mother Russia, Father Stalin, give us sweets. And they prepared people by the windows. And as soon as the kids started saying that, they used to throw sweets inside. Through all the windows, suddenly loads of sweets came, and the kids were fachat. "Yes, Mother Russia, Father Stalin, that's what we have to check." And then the teacher would say to the kids, "Okay, kids, everyone stand up. Let's say to God, 'God, we don't believe in you.'" That's what they said. "God, we don't believe in you." So one child innocently puts up his hand and he says, "I don't understand. If I don't believe in God, how can I talk to him?" He says, it's not Rabbi Galinsky, the Rishonim want to believe that they don't believe, but they don't even believe that they don't believe. They themselves know the emes. The Sforim HaKadoshim explained the emuna and the akara which a person has in the Ribbono Shel Olam is not rooted in intellect. It's part of his etzem mitzias. A person and all the nevroim are makin Ribbono Shel Olam, whether they have intellect, whether they don't have intellect, the avonim, the yamim, the horim, they all makin Ribbono Shel Olam. They don't have any intellect. The etzem existence of a nivra, the etzem zach, that person has been created by the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has in the depths of his existence the hakara that is Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's impossible for a person to divide himself from it. A person can proclaim, he can say, I don't believe, but toich toichoi, it's all there, it's in the depths of his existence that he does believe. Paro says, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koyloi, lo yodati es Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo yashaleach." Says Rashi in Yeshaya, that's all in the mouth. The rubbish and the schmutz and the filth is all in the mouth. Pari himself knows, underneath this lo yadati es Hashem, we hear yadati es Hashem. I know the Ribbono Shel'olam. What's all this? What are you getting all hell up about? If there's no Ribbono Shel'olam, there's no Ribbono Shel'olam. Go back home. But there's nothing to deal with. Lo yadati es Hashem. The necessity to make such a dramatic statement. Lo yadati es Hashem just underscores the fact that Pari does know and he does believe. And it's all there. The reason is because however much a person will try and convince himself as an ishdal of a sizyadah, because it's not kosher to the intellect. It's minayu bein, the existence of the human being. The Eibush is all his health and as Mizuzah, Alekan, and Dina, Bein, Shalom, Be'ava, and Simcha.